Barrett Meyer.
Okay.
You're okay. Let's start with that.
We are fine. We're in Boston, and the six people that I know of that were all from the Humboldt County area that came to run the Boston Marathon, I haven't heard otherwise, but I think we're all fine.
So how far away from the explosions were you?
We were a half a mile when we found out about it. We were a half a mile from the finish line when all of a sudden it looked like people started milling around. Like, obviously, nobody was going forward anymore. We thought this was very peculiar. And it turned out that people said, oh, the race has stopped. There was an explosion at the finish line. And we just thought that has to be a joke. But by the way, things were... within a matter of a few seconds, I could tell that something obviously was really wrong. So we just stopped where we were and waited for quite a little while before somebody could figure out what we should be doing. But I have to say that the people that were in the neighborhood came out with plastic bags and cups of water and wanted to make sure that they could help the runners as best they could. So everybody stayed really calm. And again, we were not near the explosion, but so I don't know what was going on, where that was going on, but it's pretty crazy. I mean, by the time we got routed around the finish line area, we were routed a few blocks away so that we could get to the buses, where the buses had all of our clothes, and that was a pretty important factor because it was getting kind of cold, and so I can imagine some people would be cramping up or, you know, who knows how far they had to get before they could get indoors. So that was really great.
You and Brian Ferguson, were you guys running together?
We ran the whole thing together. Yes, we did.
At any point, did you feel scared?
No, we didn't, because it seemed like everything was really calm where we were. So I would say that I didn't feel scared, although the thought did cross my mind, perhaps that as we were walking closer to the finish line, maybe something else was going to happen, because we saw a couple streets that had ambulances, like, you know, as far as the eye could see, ambulances lined up ready for the need if it did arise. So I thought, is there something else that might happen? Although we're staying in a house five blocks from the finish line, but we can hear helicopters going overhead. But I think things have pretty much calmed down.
So again, this is Barrett Meyer, who listeners would know from Ramones, and you are okay. What happens next? Are you flying out tomorrow? I know that Logan is a little choked up because they did what's called like a ground stop.
You know, I'm kind of curious about that. We were going to leave tomorrow morning, fly out of Logan, and I guess we'll try and check and see how delayed things are going to be. So we were hoping to come back tomorrow morning. We'll see. We'll see what happens after that. Yeah.
All right. Well, Barrett Meyer,
We're
glad you're okay. We're glad the Humboldt family is okay. And obviously everybody's best wishes are going out to all the victims of today's events. If you get back, I hope you have smooth travels and we'll see you when you get home.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks a lot. That is Barrett Meyer. You too. Talking to us live from Boston, where she was participating in the Boston Marathon.